Welcome, everybody, to the Chuck and Julie Show. Chuck Bonnywill and Julie Hayden. Truth straight up. What a Wednesday show we're going to have. Wow.
That's right. Hey, we want to let you know the show is sponsored by ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice. You know, if you're like me, you check certain websites every day, maybe more than once a day. Well, ColoradoCitizenPress.com is one of my go-to sites. They keep great tabs on everything going around at the state legislature. And you're going to hear stuff there that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. So I highly recommend Colorado.
We go to it every morning, you know, for our local politics, the first site we go to.
Exactly. Well, exactly, because you get the truth straight up there, too. Yeah, hey, before we jump into stuff, we're going to have Jan Cook on with Colorado Freedom Force. They turned in petitions today for the due date too late ballot initiative. We'll get the update on that. And then it's our Ask a Democrat Day. Ted Trimpa, Democrat strategist and mastermind, I believe currently wreaking havoc up at the state capitol right now. We'll have him on to get his take on the primary, the Super Tuesday results. One other thing, too, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. We love to hear from you. 888-627-6008. And also, we've had some people say, how do we get the podcast if you can't listen live? And that's really easy. One, you can just go to bbsradio.com. And if you scroll down, they have the various apps for the various podcast platforms. I mean, we're everywhere. But one of the other things you can do, like on my phone, for instance, has a podcast app. What you want to do, whatever your podcast platform is, search first BBS Radio. And then when you find BBS Radio, they have a number of shows there. And the Chuck and Julie show is one. Just go ahead and subscribe to that. And then all you have to do is just click. Push the button on your phone.
Doesn't cost you anything.
No, and we don't send pesky emails. So
no, we don't have time.
All right, housekeeping out of the way. As you said, whoa.
Wow, in 50 hours, the world has gone upside down. I mean, Saturday morning, Joe Biden is on his last legs, had no money, no campaign structure, no ads, no nothing. And by today, 3 days later now, he is now the presumptive Democratic nominee. For president. And he's probably slightly favored to become the president of the United States.
Yeah. So
and it's just, I mean, wow, what a difference it makes just a few hours. And he's, you know, he gave his acceptance speech. Ooh. And normally those are extemporaneous. I mean,
anybody, not a Joe. No.
So they, you know, So they put up, you know,
the teleprompters
and he couldn't follow them.
Even
sometimes.
Then, he got his wife and his sister confused. Yeah, maybe that's because it was on the other side.
Well,
it was
he
going
probably
wife.
Can't tell, you know.
What are it
you
was like, again, that was that, that Chinatown, you're my sister, you're my mother.
Yeah,
my
yeah, whatever they are. And luckily Jill was there to fight off the vegan anti-dairy people. I mean, she just,
what's up with Chop the vegans? Lock. What's up with the vegans?
Oh, they've done it several times. They love it. And Joe was just sitting there. Finally, after she chop blocked the one and they hauled
and
him off.
She turned around.
She turned.
Joe, go.
You're safe now, Joe. Tell us some more.
But you know, one of the things I have to say is because you never know, and even with the teleprompter. I was saying that it's watching a Joe Biden speech is kind of like watching a car skid on the ice,
yeah, right?
You just really, you're like, oh man, he's going to lose it. No, he just regained control. You never know whether he's going to get back or whether he's just going to go off the cliff.
Well, they've taught him all these little tricks. So when he forgets the whole thing, oh, I don't need to go into
I
that.
I don't need to go into
and
that.
And then they flash something new and he's like, no, we'll give reparations to everyone.
Right. Well, just he's giving. Let me ask you this. I think he's giving essentially, he's been a politician for a long time.
Since he's 29?
He's giving the same essentially, just he's got like standard phrases that he's been
throwing. Yeah, but the problem with that, every
speeches.
Once in a while, he'll talk about the Dixiecrats and how great they work with. Yeah. You know, he's got to kind of cut that stuff off. And
even
Strong Thurmond used to always go out for drinks or something. He's just got to cut that off.
Well, there's that. And then, you know, if you haven't been paying a lot of attention, if you like have a life or something, then Bloomberg dropped out. I'm not sure what happened. I might have stuck around if I were him. Elizabeth Warren, they're trying to figure out what she's going to do now. What are your prediction?
Well, let me go for the other one. Okay. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're Bloomberg, you're sitting there listening to your advisors and saying, wait a minute. I didn't have to spend that $500,000. I could have given a quarter million.
But it was good for the economy.
I could have just given a quarter billion to Clyburn and I'd win. That's all I needed to do is give Clyburn a quarter billion and it was all over. I mean, all he had to do go up and that's, you know, deep, slow, and he knows us. And that's it. You know, that's the other $500 million of advertising were worthless.
It.
And now he's going to drop out and help Sleepy Joe.
Well, and great. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't know about campaigns. When the candidates drop out, even the ones who have like so-called put their own money into it, they do fundraising that gives them the money back a lot of times. But that's not really going to happen with him, right? He hasn't done any. I mean, he's out. So in other words, what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, you like $10? We can all send him $10 just so he's okay and doing well. No, that's not going to work. Even the Democratic Party, that's stupid.
Here's what I got to want. In Colorado, so Bernie Sanders won. Real quick, some interesting statistics on the Colorado race. Magellan Strategies, we had Ryan Winger on the Wednesday talking about the numbers. He was absolutely right.
The Democrats
and the unaffiliated Democrat voters came roaring in at the last minute.
We have to do is stop the elections a couple days earlier. The Democrats would do it, and we'd do great.
But Colorado came in heavy for Bernie Sanders. The Magellan Strategies folks were saying a significant increase in the number of young people voting. So here's my question to you, because once again, I still think really good news, not just in Colorado, but across the country with the number of people who came out to vote for Trump and the number of votes he had exceeding in this primary, which wasn't even a contest, the number of votes he got in the general election, right? So some very good news for Trump. But here's what I wonder. So if you're a young person and you came out to vote for Bernie Sanders in Colorado, right? And then all of a sudden you realize they're going to try to steal the convention from him, which is no matter what.
They're not going to have to.
Well, but let me finish this. I'm wondering, do you just say, heck with it? I'm not even going to vote.
You just store up on the
weed. I mean, you're not going to vote
you
for
start, you know, start increase your HDC capacity and really just
THC.
THC and one of those. Drug. Just take any drug.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, that'll work. No, they're not going to come. But then who cares? They're only 14-19% of the vote. Biden brings in all the old people and they vote forever. So who cares about the young people? I mean, you know.
To me, this guarantees, I think it's going to be ugly because I don't think that Joe Biden is going to win all of the. I mean, when you get right down to it, only 62% of the delegates are still out there, But he's going to. Well, let me just. He's going to get them all, not all, but he's going to get a bunch. But so is Bernie. I still don't think, though, that he's going to go into the convention with every single delegate that he needs. Do you?
No, but it doesn't matter. As long as he goes in the majority, they just get to the second round.
Well, but it does matter.
Well, they go to the second round, they give it to him. And no, it's over.
But it matters because it's going to
make.
I know.
Over.
No. I'm going, but it matters because I think it's going to make all the Bernie people mad.
They're not showing up. They're going to get in the weed brigade, too. And they're going to join the vegans. Yeah, they're going to join the vegans. They're out of there.
And brush this thing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Okay. It's going
to
be ugly.
And we'll talk to our friend Ted Trimpe, a Democrat strategist, about it. But I don't know. I don't see how Biden, maybe they get a body double or a stuntman or something. Ben Affleck could play him or something
like
that.
No, they just make sure that you can't see him. I mean, you just.
Well, he's got to show up at some things,
no,
don't
he doesn't.
You think?
Why?
What about the debate? What about the debate?
Oh, well, you figure out, you know, you object.
He gets coronavirus.
He gets coronavirus. No, he doesn't show up in his face. Just
he can't. Well,
we got Ben on. Let's see what he thinks of the whole thing.
Hey, Ben, are you with us yet? Oh, I think there he is.
There he is.
Yeah. Ben Nicholas, your take on the whole thing.
I loved it because it was just a mess. You know, everything went up in the air. You could see that the establishment are all coalescing around Biden, even though he's a gaffe machine.
Yeah.
That's all that they can do. I'm just curious about what do you think Elizabeth Warren is thinking right about now after playing the NDA card on little Bloomberg. He dropped $500 million and it was just like a drop in the bucket for his wealth. You think he's going to just say, oh, well, that's just politics. Or do you think there's payback time coming for Elizabeth?
No. All Elizabeth's saying is wait to March 15th. That's the CNN debate, the next debate. And it'll be Bernie and her. And we can take Biden out. Just let us. I mean, you can't have Biden take Bernie out.
Well, that's what I was saying. You said they're not going to let him show up anywhere, but he's got
to show
up.
Well, he's got to show up for that one, you know, unless Jill says, I'll take his place. But you know, if they can double team him and she can just rip him a new one, then that'd be, you know, it's worth it. They'll lose more on the 10th because that's Michigan, Mississippi, Washington. But it's worth it to have the Elizabeth. The dominatrix of politics. Go after
great
Biden.
Skin, though.
Great skin, great whip, great boots. I mean, you know, just
make stories up, whatever seems to work.
And then then Bernie won't have to do it. He's not really very good attacking opponents. He's pretty good fighting off opponents. Not good on offense, pretty good on defense.
I'm talking about Bloomberg, though. Do you think he's just going to give her a pass on what she did to him?
What's he going to do? I think he's going to dump a whole lot. Expose her as a liar. She's not an Indian or something. I mean, what's he going to do?
I think he's probably going to back somebody who's going to do or make it sure there's a primary challenge for her.
She just got elected 2 years ago and promised not to run for president. Well, she did. She's got another 6 years, almost 5 years.
Yeah, but Ben, I can see your point. Michael Bloomberg does not strike me as the kind of guy who's like going to let bygones be bygones.
Well,
right?
Trump isn't. Yesterday they had the Alabama primary.
And
Sessions came in second to Tommy Tuberville, who's kind of a little bit of a rhino himself, but nobody cares. And he just said, he didn't lack the wisdom or brains to run the State Department. He's an idiot. I mean, he never forgives. And I guess I can't blame him because what Sessions did was just so awful.
Let me get the number 888-627-6008. You can call in. You can also join like Ben does by going to bbsradio.com. There's a Zoom link there. Ben, what do you think then in terms of the numbers in Colorado, we were talking about this with Ryan, just huge numbers turning out for Trump, not just in Colorado, but across the country, when it wasn't even a contest,
in
right?
In California, especially.
Right.
More turned out for Trump supporting than the other Democratic candidates.
What do you think of that? What do you make of that?
I think it's going to show you pretty, in my opinion, I don't know, when you get to the General Assembly or general election, all bets are off. But right now, it's just showing you that Trump has a tremendous support from across the spectrum. You look at what happened with Bernie. Bernie was just killing Biden with the younger vote.
Right.
And yet you have Biden killing Bernie with the older vote.
Right.
And so you're going to have a split party there. And I think that it's going to be fairly easy. But I also say, I don't think you've seen the Democratic candidate yet. I think it's going to be a brokered convention and some wheeling and dealing is going to take place there.
No, maybe.
I hope so. In theory,
they don't have a candidate as a functioning human being now, but they're just going to kind of bring him in on a chair or something, sit him down and try to get him to memorize the acceptance speech. And if you can, that'll be great.
But otherwise, they are.
Apparently, everybody's already agreed that the nuclear codes can't be trusted.
They're going to give them to Jill.
Because Joe will think he's calling Scranton, Pennsylvania when he's ordered a strike in the entire state.
Well, and here's the thing. Ben, let me ask you about this, too. You're a longtime astute political observer. If you're a Democrat, you got to acknowledge that Joe Biden has some baggage that just you can't just whitewash over. You got the Ukraine thing. You got past votes. I mean, he's yesterday's Democrat Party. And again,
so what?
he clearly is not as intellectually agile as he used to be, right? And that's putting it mildly.
I don't think he ever has been.
No.
What I'm looking for now is past speeches that he can plagiarize because he's excellent at that.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for decades. So, and he even did it earlier this year. So, yeah, I'm just expecting him. It's going to be delicious.
Yes.
I'll just get my popcorn on that night and sit down and just enjoy the entire Democratic convention. It'll be a great
show. Well, what's going to be fun is I'm going to watch MSNBC and CNN tonight and watch them all going, Joe Biden's always been a great one. His heart's in the right place. He'll do the right thing for America. And the black African-American community knows him best. And that's where we're coming from. So it's exciting. He's dynamic. His wife can act. We can save money on Secret Service with the sister.
With the sister and his wife
and
taking
the wife there taking out.
Yeah, which one is it? Yeah.
Either one. Hey, Ben, we're gonna switch gears here. Stay on and stay tuned. But we've got Jan.
I'll just mute.
Okay, you can mute. Jan Cook with us live now. Hey, Jan, how are you doing?
Hi, and I also have Juliana Dayas with me, and we're actually at the Secretary of State's office.
Ooh.
And right now they're working on going through the petitions for the due date too late.
Okay, why don't one of you explain exactly what this is, and then I mean, this is to a certain extent, unprecedented in Colorado what you volunteers have done. So maybe first explain the bill, how many signatures you turned in, kind of walk us through that, and then talk about the importance.
Well, sure. If you wouldn't mind, I brought an extra long cord so that
perfect.
We could talk to you outside. I'd like Juliana Day, who is actually the individual who came before the title board and got this ballot initiative approved. So why don't you go again? Ask Juliana what you wanted to know.
Explain a little bit.
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead, Juliana. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you so much. Yes, this is Initiative 120 against late-term abortion. We turned them approximately, more than 100 signatures. And this is unprecedented, as you were saying. It's incredible what that mobilization of grassroots have taken place in the entire state of Colorado. So I'm very pleased.
Yeah, Juliana, let me interrupt you one second because you're kind of, and this is cool, Jan, you're doing a great job there. You broke up a little bit. Let me ask you, how many signatures did you need? How many did you turn in?
Sure. We need 124,632 signatures to put it on the 2020 ballot. And okay. We were able to collect over 138,000 signatures.
Wow.
From grassroots. It's just incredible what took place in the state for several months.
So go ahead, Jan. Keep in mind that this is one of the first initiatives, if it makes it on the November ballot, to be pretty much an all-citizen volunteer
yes.
initiative. I think there may have been about 1,000 signatures paid for, and that's it, out of that 138,000 plus yeah. signatures.
Right. And to explain to people how that works, almost always what happens is these ballot initiatives are funded by big, big bucks, deep pockets, right,
yeah,
Chuck?
Right.
And then they pay people per signature to go get it. So you guys did this almost entirely with volunteers. That's amazing. And talk to me a little bit, either one, Jan or Juliana, because I know from what I've heard, this has been, it's not just a Republican, it's just not, I mean, there've been just a huge response from all kinds of people for this, right?
That's right. This has cut across political parties and secular, religious people. It doesn't matter. It's been in English, Spanish. I've been to so many different places. It's been incredible. And there's not a big organization, money just providing for this. Like if we're talking about other initiatives, this has been completely and absolutely an effort of love from a lot of the volunteers. And that is an incredible mobilization of grassroots.
Let me ask you this, Jane, if you wanted to campaign against it, I mean, I think it's just brilliant. You know, I've seen over the years, Republicans try to essentially ban abortion altogether in Colorado. And that just doesn't work because that's not hitting voters where they are either. But I think here you've reached a place where, I mean, how, if you're a Democrat, Chuck, I mean, what do you think? Do you run a campaign saying, oh no, we think it's okay to kill babies after they're born? Don't.
Yeah.
But I mean, they will run that campaign. Well, they will, but I mean, that's not a winner. But what do you guys think?
Well, in the statistics that was actually in the press release shows that more than 75% of people across the United States agree with banning late-term abortion. I think the advent of having the science, the ultrasounds, where moms and dads are putting their brothers and sisters on Facebook and calling them a name and posting them on the refrigerator is really changing how Americans and how families are looking at late-term abortion and how they're seeing these people in the bodies as real live human beings.
Right. Yeah, something that I personally have seen when the Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they have signed the petition, pro-choice, pro-life people, they've been joining us and they've been telling me, even though I'm pro-choice, but at that business of having an abortion until the moment of birth, that doesn't represent me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jan, let me... Do you know, I'm sure you do, what is the cure period? If let's say, because you're fairly close to the one, if they throw out, let's say, 20,000 and you're a couple thousand short or whatever the number is.
What's the process?
Is there a cure period?
Yes, possible? There is. As a matter of fact, if anybody goes on to the Colorado General Assembly and they just search for ballot initiatives, one of the things that will come up as part of the process is what is called the curing process. And that takes 2 weeks. So once the Secretary of State tells you whether you've made it or whether you haven't made it, you have 2 weeks to then cure the. And what that simply means, if somebody, for example, they couldn't quite make out or they put Colorado instead of their county, whatever the reasons they're going to give us. We have, the volunteers have 2 weeks to go back out. Do you want to make a comment about
that? Yes, no, just confirm that we're going to have this period of 2 weeks, approximately 2 weeks. That's what I understand. I'm still just getting all the details about it.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Jan, this. Do you have any concerns? So Jenna Griswold, who is the Colorado Secretary of State, a Democrat with zero experience, was voted in. One of her first things was to ask Planned Parenthood how to handle things, right? We had,
yes.
You know, she was, I mean, so she's clear. I mean, she was taking orders from Planned Parenthood. Do you
That's
guys
right.
have any concerns about that?
Well, that's a very good question. One thing I'd like to point out is the individual who had a Cora and found out that that was occurring was the former Deputy Secretary,
Suzanne Steyer.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Suzanne was the attorney for Due Date Too Late, getting going before the title board. Oh. I think that's a very good, I think that was a very good strategy, because my feeling is that I feel Jenna will be very cautious about making sure that this is looked at fairly and impartially because of that
Let me ask you, we've got another guest coming up, and we've got some people on the phone we want to get to, but final question. So this is just, I mean, this is an amazing step, and like I said, unprecedented almost, but it's just the first step. What do you guys, oh, are they kicking you out? Okay, yeah, tell
me.
That happens
I'm
to
sorry.
Me all the okay, what do you guys need? What do you guys need people to help you with now?
We're fine right now. We will send out alerts to let you know what else is needed. But I do want to tell people we have some major action alerts coming up on the Colorado Freedom Force Facebook page. Julie 156 is going to be in appropriations. So we're going to tell people what to do about that. But here's another important bill next week. 1271, the repeal of the red flag bill, is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So I have more information on that, and I will be posting it at your Facebook page, and also they can go to the Colorado Freedom Force.
That's great.
All right.
Well, thanks, Jan.
Thank you,
Juliana.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Thanks for the
thank
live
you.
Report there. That was great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so
thank you.
All
right.
All these live reporters.
All right.
I think we have Jim Cook on the line.
No, that was Jan Cook. We got Barney.
Yeah, sorry, Barney. Yeah.
We got Barney on the line.
Can I get the print a little smaller?
Okay,
I mean,
yeah. We got Barney on the line. Hey, Barney, we can talk about Due Date Too Late. We can talk about the election. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Chuck, and hello, Julie, and Jan. Jan is just a flipping stud. That's all there is to it.
She's all
amazing.
Over. Yeah.
She is. She's tough. The left can't Trump can know not to worry. I'm not going to quit my day job. I obviously don't know a damn thing about politics. If an ass clown like Joe Biden can get these kind of, I'm just blown away. Come on, man. Come on, Jack. That's
right.
Malarkey. I mean, this guy. Come on, man.
I want to hear him call. Barney, you're just a lion, dog face, pony soldier. You know.
Yeah. Come on, Jack. Yeah. Come on, Jack. Hey, three words, three letters, J-O-B-S. What a butt clown. I mean, this is, hey, and you know what? If African-Americans, hey, you guys think this guy's your guy, you go for it.
Well, you know what happened, don't you? They said, we're going to show you people who enslaved us for 240 years. We're going to get Joe Biden nominated. That'll teach you.
That's right. We love these chains.
Yeah,
we got these chains. Yo, see, how did he say it? Y'all gonna get back in chain. Yeah, that's it, Biden, you butt clown. Oh, this is amazing. But honestly, and Warren can't even win her own state in a primary, and she hasn't
can't come in second.
She can't even come
can't
in second.
Second.
I know.
It's
amazing.
What do you mean,
anyway,
Biden? Here's my thing.
No.
Well, we'll ask Ted about
ahead,
it. I mean, every time we talk to Ted, he's more depressed. Ted Trimpa.
He'll be happy today.
I mean, he was working with, not with the Bloomberg
campaign,
but he was,
the corporate side,
they
don't care.
But I got to wonder,
he was behind Warren. I don't think last time he was on with you guys, I think he thought that Biden was toast.
Well, everybody thought he was toast. I mean, nobody. Oh, yeah, he's doing great. He's got no money. He's got no campaign. He can barely get through a speech. Oh, yeah, he's a sure winner. And now he is a sure winner. I mean, it's one of the more disgusting developments. I mean, just from the outside.
Here's what they got to do, though. Now they got to do, if you're Netflix, right, you're trying to it just may sort of boost some of your ratings and things like that. You got to start scheduling, kind of like the fights, have a Joe Biden, Donald Trump thing. I mean, because I think we're all right. I think Bernie Sanders is toast. That's going to make the Democrat base so mad. AOC.
Just like last time around, I don't think either one of these two will have the delegates. I guess we'll see. But I Chuck, you're right. It's going to come down. They're going to, you know, lay it down. But I don't think either one of them are going to have the amount that they need. But
no,
like
but
say,
Joe will in the second round, and he'll give up the nuclear codes to Jill, and he'll promise to do whatever Schumer or Pelosi tells him to do. Maybe Pelosi, because he's more dominant.
Now, what do you think? Will Amy Klobuchar, your heartthrob, do you see Amy Klobuchar maybe being the vice presidential nominee?
I doubt it. Well, unless he thinks that he can get Minnesota out of her, I don't know. Minnesota, right?
Minnesota,
that's where he's from.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's never very successful. Like, vice president candidates are notorious for not being able to carry. Like Edwards couldn't carry North Carolina when he was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean,
what a piece of crap that guy was. But I mean, he even he's a piece of crap as far as Democrats go. I mean, I don't even think there's many Democrats that would go that low. But I don't know.
No, but once you lose an election, unless you're Hillary, they kind of.
Oh, I know. Hillary is like, I'm not doing anything, guys. I'm not doing anything. It's like, you know.
Bannon says she's going to get her makeup ready. She's rearing to go. So we'll see. He might. God, I don't. All I know is I'm a clueless. That's all I am. I'm just clueless.
Everybody's clueless.
Everybody was,
there's no one out there to kind of go, I called that.
I called that.
I knew he was going to dominate and be ahead after Super Tuesday. And I knew that every Democrat that voted a past Saturday night was Biden. Everyone. I mean, it was just kind of like maybe there's one Bernie Sanders.
Maybe had the Iowa caucus people count the ballots or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's
unbelievable. I think Bernie burned himself a little bit because like last time around, he didn't talk about Castro. And, you know, being a commie, you know, talking to his useful idiots like he did. I think Bernie burned himself a little bit because people now knew, I mean, even though we knew, he was out there with the Castro thing and the Venezuela doc. And I think he burned a little bit of this himself because he came out there full-fledged commie. And everybody knows now he's a full-fledged commie. I don't know. We'll see. But like I said, tell Ted he doesn't have to worry about his job because I sure hell ain't going to be taking it.
Hey, Bernie, thanks.
Love you guys.
Love you too. And we'll have our producers are going to give Ted Trimpa a call here pretty quick. We're bringing him up at 3:30. All I know is he said to me, I can't do Zoom because things are blowing up at the state capitol. I don't think he meant literally.
What's happening is Hunter Biden has told everybody he'll franchise out the Joe and Jill Biden Foundation locally. So you can buy the Joe and Jill Foundation in Colorado and you can rape everybody with it.
Well,
and
that's, you know,
the money in and
that's kind of looking
loot it.
That's how, I mean, because to go through it, it is pretty fascinating. And, you know, I'm not really sure how everybody got the memo. So like a week ago at this time, we all hated Biden. Right.
We didn't feel sorry for
him.
But
he was a joke. He wasn't even in it. It was all going to be, you know, we were worried about Bernie Sanders, you know, because we don't want him either. And we're thinking, well, maybe it's Michael Bloomberg. Right. We talked. We had Ted Trimpa. You had Doug Friedner, some establishment Dems saying, Michael Bloomberg could be it.
Well, that was a little before vivisection by Warren.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, exactly. Then Bloomberg, and that's what I think. I think a lot of them liked Bloomberg until he performed so poorly. But hey, we've got the man himself. Ask a Democrat. This is Ask a Democrat Hour. So you can call in 888-627-6008. Democrat strategist mastermind, as Chuck calls him.
Sort of Soros.
Ted Trimpa.
Okay. Could you guys call me back? Because I'm getting a lot of interference. I just think it's like a bad cell call line because I know I have service. So
okay.
Call me back.
All right.
Okay.
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 We'll call you right back.
Okay. Oh, I think that was.
No, wait a minute.
Jared Polis is like, what are you going to say? Okay. So we're calling Ted right back. We'll bring him on. But it's just bizarre how fast that all happened. All of a sudden, everybody was like, it was sort of like playing, you know, Chinese fire drill in the car, right? All of a sudden, everybody gets out and runs around, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden's back in the driver's seat. It's like, how did that happen?
It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
All right. Hey, Ted, is this better? Can you hear us okay? Whoops. Whoops. He was back. Now he's not back.
He sounds. He sounds good, but we can't hear him.
We can't hear him. You know, it'll be curious. I'm very interested to get his take. And then big questions: where do they go from here if you're a Democrat?
All right, he's here now. If we had him on the video, we could see that big Joe for President button that he's got on his lapel, and it's pasted over his Bloomberg one. And now it's. Well, I always love Joe. We all love Joe. I mean, Joe. Hey. Joe.
So what are your take on this, Ted?
Joe Biden is one of the luckiest people on the planet. I mean, it's like all the stars aligned, and it's really just about, you know, it's truly a case of where momentum can matter.
Yeah.
And he was able to, his team was able to capitalize on it.
His team? He didn't have a team.
He had his wife and his sister.
Yeah, he didn't have a team.
Well, no, he actually does. But I have to tell you, though, this still doesn't address the concerns that a lot of people in D.C. have, that people across the country have, and that is, you know, is he tracking?
Right.
You know, is he really up to it? Because he just has those moments. And, you know, momentum doesn't solve that. But, yeah. I mean, it's pretty clear now, you know, but for something extraordinary happening on this next Tuesday. He's going to be hard to beat.
It's not Tuesday. It's 3 days later when they have the debate, or March 15th, or whatever it is. That's going to be, you know, when all of a sudden the dominatrix Warren decides to crush him with her whip.
She's going to maybe do vinyl.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Bernie on one side and Warren in the other. And I direct that over to Ms. Warren. What do you think about that? And she just, you know, and he's just sitting there like a dove. I mean, even Bloomberg,
dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, lesbian pony or something. I mean, it's just going to be his chances of surviving that if Jill is there. Now, I don't think Bernie can rip him apart because he's as old and pathetic. Not as pathetic, but
because remember, they just play Canasta. But
exactly. Exactly. Warren. But Warren,
you know,
can
the thing
be,
about it is she'll start doing it and be like, and my face regimen is better than yours.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I have a brain and you don't. I want to know how you guys got the word out. I mean,
how'd you get rid of Buttigieg and Klobuchar?
A conservative mama has a hilarious thing. You should go there and of a Democratic strategic message.
A fake one.
Oh, yes, very much. It's hilarious. But do you guys have like Democrat minarets where you know, five times a day you go, Joe Biden, everybody, Joe Biden. And they're like, oh, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, but Joe Biden. Joe Biden, these drugged out suburban moms on Valium and Xanax with weed, and they'll go, oh, Joe Biden.
No, this is truly, I think, a case of major donors talking to major donors and just saying, you know, look, you know, you don't have a path. We have to consolidate around a moderate, and we know there are enough votes in order for one of the moderates to be the one. And right now, the one, you know, who has the most oomph, you know, at least in their opinion within the establishment, was Biden.
Well, let me pursue that a little bit. So you got donors talking to donors. So you're saying if I'm a big donor and I like Amy Klobuchar or Buttigieg, they just start calling each other. And then do they then call? I mean, how does this filter down?
Think, Beto, you've been an embarrassment this whole campaign, but we'll still fund you for when you run for school board.
But I mean, how do they get
the word
down?
Back at Biden and tell everybody he's, and make a fool of yourself, but tell him he's just, you always love him.
Yeah, how does that sort of work, Ted?
In Spanish, of course.
Yeah.
It's literally, you know, that a lot of the bigger donors that have been around a while, people within the DNC, who, you know, call like their finance chair and say, you know, look, you know, you don't see the path. And if you don't see the path, then if we are going to end up with a moderate, then we have to do this really quickly. Because I think the timing of, you know, Klobuchar's endorsement, the timing of Buttigieg's endorsement, I mean, if they would have waited 4 or 5 days, I think the momentum that they were looking for would have been lost. I mean,
how does it
go ahead.
I was going to say, so then what do they do? Do they just call up Joe Biden and say, guess what, Joe, good news? I mean, how's that
work?
They
don't even tell. They don't even talk to him. They talk to Jill for a while and hope she, you know, whatever can get through that, what's left of the cortex, she'll tell him. But
is that how that goes then?
In part, okay. You know, and some of it is just, you know, senior people in the campaigns talking to each other. I mean, okay. on the Biden front, I think you could tell a marked difference in terms of how Biden's campaign was doing something once Anita Dunn went over there. She was the communications
director. Yeah, she's very good. You're right.
Okay.
She's a good friend. And she's, yeah. And she's pleasant, but she's also, she can break your kneecaps.
Okay. Well, but just so what about talk? Because you had before talked about, you know, Bloomberg. We had Doug Friednash from Denver, the Brownstein law firm, endorsing Bloomberg.
And that's too bad about Farber. He died today.
Oh, that's
yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, it's too bad.
But what about what happened with Bloomberg? Was it just, I mean, to me, it's sort of, even if I'm not a Democrat, it raises your hope that, okay, you know, the candidate, the person actually does count at least a little bit. It's not all money.
Well, it doesn't matter who the candidate is because nobody's voting for Joe Biden. It's just kind of like,
no, but with Bloomberg, I mean,
well, Bloomberg. Yeah. I mean, as I said earlier in the program, somebody should have told him, just give Clyburn a quarter billion.
And you can he'll endorse him, you.
He'll endorse you. And that's over.
No, I think Bloomberg's path, his only path, and they would say their only path, was a Super Tuesday where there were multiple moderate candidates. You know, because Bloomberg got in when it was looking like Biden's campaign just couldn't get it together and that Biden couldn't get it together. Right. And it was, you know, we need to provide a moderate alternative.
Yes.
And, you know, his first debate performance did not help.
Did not help. Didn't help. It blew half a billion dollars. Didn't help.
And so
that's a Democrat. You know, he is now.
Yeah, but you know, the timing of the Klobuchar endorsement and the Buttigieg endorsement was all meant to take the wind out of the sails of Bloomberg. Because I'm sure part of the endorsement conversations were, you know, if we want to keep this billionaire from buying this, then we need to make these moves now. And the only one that we can do this with is Biden.
Is Biden. What about Elizabeth Warren? What does she do now?
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't want to be her husband. Whoa.
Except enjoying the skin. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Because she definitely, you know, is splitting the Sanders-like vote.
Right.
And so there is an argument to be made that, you know, she needs to get out and endorse Sanders. You know, I still think that part of her play is to be on the ticket. You know, last as long as she can.
And then be on the ticket.
Show that she can fight and then be on the ticket. I mean, the rumor
that wouldn't be
NBC,
bad because essentially you'd be president anyway. I mean, you know, she'd invoke the 25th Amendment.
We know those Democrats are happy to do that.
Yeah.
I'll just wear a wire in.
Yeah,
but, you know, I mean, the buzz within D.C. is it's Biden Klobuchar, but that doesn't make that much sense to me.
No, too bland. No.
No. You know, I don't know who they get. Let me ask you, though, in terms of, because if I'm Elizabeth Warren, I stick in because Ted, okay, so the good news is Joe Biden, they're consolidating around Joe Biden. The bad news is Joe Biden's your candidate. I mean, what do you do about that? I mean, for real, right? I mean, we were Chuck and I, it was like I was saying earlier, watching a Joe Biden speech, even when he's on a teleprompter, it's like watching
Demolition
a car
Derby.
Skid on the ice. You're like, oh, is he going to get control back or is he going to go off the cliff? I mean,
is his wife going to fight off
the vegans?
And then tell him it's okay to speak again? Or
what do you guys do with that?
I mean, do you let him out of the house?
No. You don't. And you did the same thing that they did for a long time, and that was he didn't do television appearances. Be really limited on where you put him because he has all this momentum going now.
Right.
And, you know, just like I was saying earlier, all this momentum doesn't fix the underlying problems that created the doubt.
Yes.
You know, I mean, putting campaign management aside, just the doubts about him, you know, just given his age.
Well, here's
but here's a good point for him. He can say, look, nobody owns Joe Biden's. And in fact, even Joe doesn't control Joe Biden's brain. So you're okay, because nobody's going to get through.
I am. Well, here's what I wonder, Ted. So way back before, you know, in the summer, actually. So we were talking to my daughter, who's a Democrat. And I said, who are you for? And first she was like, I'm not even thinking about it. And then she said, I guess Joe Biden. And I said, why? And she said, because he's the only one I ever heard of. What I got to wonder is how strong is the support, or did a bunch of people show up who hadn't really been paying much attention and said, well, I'll vote for Joe Biden. And then once they see him and they watch him and he appears, because they're going to have to bring him out.
No, they don't. No, they don't. McKinley in 96 just stayed on the back porch the entire election. He should go to someplace in Ohio.
Like a train and wait.
Yeah, and sit on a porch.
The challenge he's going to have, though, is Donald Trump is going to want to debate him a lot.
Oh, every other day.
But Donald,
they're going to have a Netflix show to have him.
Biden will say, yeah, I'm willing to debate anybody as long as it's on a major network, you know, and Trump. Trump won't want that, and they'll fight it out, and they'll never debate. I mean, they'll never debate. The only time that Biden's going to do is March 15th, and he'll come by the coronavirus or something.
But can he get away with that, do you think?
Oh, sure. With a compliant media. They'll go, he doesn't need to debate. We've known him for 50 years. We love Joe, and he's such a great human being. I mean, he'll be
so good.
So
what happens, Ted? I mean, how do you see this? If you were running Joe Biden's campaign.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would limit public exposure, and I would have a lot of surrogates out. And have people talking about the way. Keep the earned media pieces going. You know, have some really scripted, but some places where, you know, because, I mean, his victory speech, or whatever you want to call that, last night, he was really on, you know.
No, he wasn't really on.
He lost another part.
We lost it all. I've never seen, you know, for victory speech, that's the one extemporaneous one you have. I want to thank Bob and Jim and Jen and you too, and we love you. Instead, he had a teleprompter up, and he's doing.
And even then, he kind of lost his place.
I love you, and you DACA people, you'll be here. And the people with the cards are going, yay. I mean, it was pathetic.
Although if you were a Democrat, you're saying you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I think that's in part what they're going to have to do is a lot of scripting.
Yes.
A lot.
What do you do about Bernie Sanders, though? I mean, the Bernie Sanders is going to be mad, as are his. Well, that Chuck, let Chad answer. What do you do with the Bernie Sanders people? Yeah.
Well, first off, there aren't as many Bernie Sanders people as everybody thought there was. And a number of us would have been saying that from the beginning. And that is, you know, just because Bernie may be winning a plurality, given the fact that there are, you know, a number of other candidates, if you take a look at the raw total vote count compared to 2016, he's not doing any better. He's actually doing worse.
Yeah.
The performance last night, I think, you know, proves some of that out. Now, with that said, there are a lot of folks that, you know, the Bernieites or whatever you want to call them. I don't like saying Bernie Bros. Yeah, but I don't like saying bro. I mean, that's bro.
Cultural appropriation or something?
Yeah. Well, but anyway, there are going to be some of those that it's less about the party and more about the fact that it's Bernie. And I think it's going to take some time in order to get them over. That's part of the reason why I think that there needs to be, you know, more progressive lined person, you know, or more left of Biden as his running mate. But who knows?
Yes.
You know, it may end up being Klobuchar, but
no,
I wouldn't be surprised
Castro.
To see.
I mean, he doesn't need Abrams anymore because he's locked up the block vote for some strange reason. So he doesn't need her anymore. But Julian Castro, or maybe some Hispanic woman, I'm not thinking. Yeah, AOC. Get an AOC.
Ooh,
out there.
Well, that would be fun.
Oh, wow.
So what? Tell me, how worried are they in D.C., though? I mean, because...
No, they're all happy. They're all jumping up and down. It's a happy day.
I mean, are they, like you said, they're...
Celebrating.
They're calling.
Champagne corks are going off, and they're... Good times are coming back again.
So what, I mean, in terms of the overall beating Trump, which is the whole point here, I mean, what are the thoughts? What's the talk there?
Still worried. Still worried. And that comes back to, you know, the momentum doesn't address the underlying concerns.
Right.
You know, he is our party nominee, so that's who we're going to, well, it looks like he's going to be. And that's who we have to support. We've got to get behind him. But, you know, I guess it's one of those things where it is what it is. And so
right.
you you take it because you don't have any other choice.
You know, we've had that with Romney and things like that. So we feel your pain on this kind
McCain.
Of thing. McCain. Yeah.
Bob Dole. It's the closest to Bob Dole. I mean, he was just spent by the time he got the
nomination. What about in Colorado? Do you see, I mean, we were talking with the folks at Magellan Strategies who were saying one encouraging thing is, and as we saw this across the country in terms of the number of Republicans who bothered to vote for Trump, even though, you know, that was a done deal. So I think there is enthusiasm there. Do you think this, and in Colorado, clearly they went for Bernie Sanders pretty significantly in some cases. Mm-hmm. How does all of that affect you, a Cory Gardner race, do you think?
Well, I actually think the fact that Colorado Democrats voted for Bernie isn't really that relevant. You know, when we're looking at this, when we're looking at the Senate race, because the, sorry,
that's okay.
My car. If you take a look at the number of registered Democrats, that number has been going down. Republicans are less and the number of registered unaffiliateds are going up. So your universe of people that are voting for Bernie is a more left group, and you don't know how many of the unaffiliated that picked a Democratic ballot were actually Bernieites. They may have been folks that wanted to vote for Biden, because Biden did better in Colorado than I think a number of us expected. You know, he only had one event here, and that was it. I mean, they really didn't spend that much money. So as long as it's not Bernie at the top of the ticket, I don't think this primary performance really gives any insight as to what will happen in the Senate race. Now, with that said, if Sanders is the nominee, I do think that there is some down ballot problems, because John Hickenlooper then is going to have how does he distinguish himself from Sanders, because he can't marry that.
That's a tricky thing. We've got, for our BBS guys, say their doctor friend, a dentist, says the Dems love Trump and are ruining their own party simply because there is no better president. Is that your secret strategy, Ted? No. To support Trump. Well, what about, you know, if you're Joe Biden, let me ask you your take on, you know, okay, so we'll talk about Ukraine and stuff like that, but I got to wonder if, kind of like the whole Russia stuff, if you're the average voter out there, you're just like over that. I mean, do you see those kinds of things as being a problem for him, or is his biggest problem just
him?
Him. I still think this Burisma thing is going to be something that Trump and those folks pound away. And the conflict of interest and the money they've been making on that. It's like Emailgate in a certain way. It's kind of hard to make that go away. Outside of that, I don't think these other things that people really are tuning in. I mean, you know, we talked about this before, that impeachment was going to be more of a political liability than anything, because Trump's numbers have only gone up. Anything that's in that realm, people who think, oh, we're going to stand up and say, gee whiz, the reason why you shouldn't vote for Trump is he has no respect for the rule of law. He doesn't respect for the three branches of government. And, you know, he's tarnishing, you know, the White House and the office of the president. You know, I don't think people really give a damn.
No, they don't. They actually,
here's the problem. I mean, the Republican convention in Charlotte is going to be a snooze fest, right? It'll be, you know, all rah-rah and it'll be fine. But now everybody's hoping to go to the Milwaukee, because that's going to be action.
We might go to the Democrat caucus.
Now it's going to be a Biden fest. Oh my God! Anything can be more boring than a Biden. I mean, that's like Nixon or Dole. I mean, these old semi-comatose people tottering around on walkers. I mean, and then all the money guys kind of going, "I want a franchise of the Jill and Joe Biden Foundation," you know, and Hunter will be selling out franchises where you can rape your own state on behalf of the Bidens. I mean, it's going to be awful.
Well, maybe they'll have a good canasta tournament in Milwaukee.
There you go. that kind of goes into another question I wanted to ask you. So it seems to me that the Republicans, I don't know how you want to phrase, I mean, we've talked about this before. I often think Bernie Sanders is sort of a Donald Trump on the flip side, right? It has to do with just a dissatisfaction with the establishment part of the party.
Yep,
but what because you still have your underlying problem, though, right? You still have all the AOC people and then the Biden people. And if Biden, particularly if Biden loses, What happens then to the Democrats?
Well, let's take the first question. Or the first point, and to respond to that, what happened in this primary and the fact that we had so many moderate candidates actually performing relatively well and were able to survive as long as they could, and you look at the raw vote count of all those moderates compared to what Bernie and Warren were getting, it's a data point about things that I've been saying for a long time, and that is, you know, Democratic primary voters aren't as liberal as you think. When you look at them as a whole, that's when, you know, for example, like in Colorado, if you pick up the unaffiliated, they're not affiliated. It's not that they're independent. They just don't want to affiliate with the party. But they usually vote Democratic. It's a lot more moderate than the Ocasio-Cortez folks, as you know, I won't say AOC, want to believe. You know, they have this thought. It's also the same folks, you know, that are the ones that go off about, well, Bernie can win because he can get out the vote and it's going to energize a part of the electorate that's never been energized before. Well, I don't know where they were, you know, were they playing golf, were they home knitting, were they making those little bracelets? And
amazing stuff.
See, you know, one of the things Chuck noted in Colorado, and is this true, that when you look at the Democrat registrations, right, that it's like all women. So where
60%?
Well, where have all the men gone?
I mean, you know, the
Republicans
are almost 50-50. The unaffiliates are almost 50-50. Democrats are 60% women, 40% men. You say, well, where's that other 20%? Where are they hiding? Where, you know, what strip club are they located at?
Well, it's the Me Too movement. So they're you know, they really are.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Someplace.
Yeah.
You know, we've started seeing this trend line, though, over the last few years, and I'm sure David probably has walked folks through it, where, you know, white men aren't, the numbers in terms of them wanting to be Democrats or being, you know, a little bit more liberal are low, and it's the women within the Democratic Party that have started to carry it, and you've seen that in terms of elections and where we win and when we win.
Right. Well, let me, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to. So are you at the state capitol? Are you like wreaking havoc with our rights down there? Or
part of our business community, families, or otherwise, you guys destroying the infrastructure, transportation?
I am at the state capitol, and in my viewpoint, you know, making the world a better place, and in your viewpoint, burning it to the ground.
All right. So, Ted, final just thoughts on does Elizabeth Warren get out sooner, later, not at all? What do you think?
I think she breaks down and gets up. I think when they start looking at the numbers, I mean, I think they'll get through next week.
Well, then they got to be the 15th. We all want to. I'll pay for that.
For
that beating.
You know, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, she's been really resilient. I don't see to what end.
Yeah,
because there isn't a path, and it's highly, highly, highly unlikely where there's going to be a broker convention.
Wow. Okay.
Given what's just happened, and then
it'll be brokered. But if Joe comes in with a plurality of the delegates, it's over. I mean,
which he's now four.
Yeah, which is now four before he's against. But let me. I'm just curious about your own thoughts. I mean, were you happy? I can't imagine you weren't. I mean, you're looking toward a really bleak prospect for down ballot people if Sanders is going in, and maybe Joe Biden isn't perfect, but you know, at least he's a semi-senile old white guy, you know.
Yeah, no, and it's a lot safer for us down ballot, safer for a lot of these U.S. Senate races, because we have to run the table in order to take the state Senate back. I mean, the U.S. Senate back. But you know, with the right dynamics, you know, I could see it happening. I mean, the rumor is out today that Bullock is now considering running for Senate in Montana. So all of a sudden we have another U.S. Senate seat that could be in play.
Wow.
And you add Boyer, you know, out in Kansas. I mean, we could win in some unexpected places and then end up, you know, we need to
destroy the country right there from Washington rather than having to do it locally. That'd be great.
Ted, thank you. Go back in and destroy some more.
Go destroy some more families and all that stuff.
Thank you for your time. As always, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Lots of fun.
Take care. All right, thank you so much.
Yep, that's Ted Tripa, a Democrat strategist. If you want to call in, we've got plenty of time, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Kieran Catiline texted in saying, Joe Biden is about as moderate as he is sound of mind. So, you know, I think that's true. They like to say moderate.
Well, they're all, you know, he's for a full DACA, no border. He's for anything Jill tells him for, right, or somebody else tells him for, and he just kind of, I just have to pass him the note and say, keep it in simple declarative sentences.
Well, you know, like they said, like you said, we've got Ben, Ben join us. Ben, feel free to chime in here too. We've got a few minutes. And like I said, plenty of time for phone calls, 888-627-6008. What do you think of Ted's analysis?
Well, Ted is, he's scary good. Oh, that's what he is. Yeah. He's scary good at strategy and how he operates. I give him all the kudos I can possibly give, but I think he's wrong as far as the deep pockets go, the donors. Okay. I think they're calling around and they're probably asking each other, you know, as he said, the finance people at these large donor groups, I think they're saying, listen, you can give a little bit, but don't go overboard on your donations here to these, to Biden or Bernie, either one, because I don't think it's really going to happen. And like he just said, it's going to be a brokered convention. I think you're going to see knife fights, you know, there at that convention. There's going to be a lot of wheeling and dealing.
They're going to take out the canasta cards. I mean,
yeah. Well, I think Ted said that he thought it would not be a brokered convention, right?
No, it will be. But
the brokering is going on. Well, here's the thing.
If Biden goes in with a majority and it goes to second round, they'll all annoy him. I mean,
I got to wonder, though, because I think Ted is absolutely telling the truth. And that is what happened was the deep pockets called around and said, okay, we've got to unite. The stupid voters are screwing things up. And if I'm a Democrat, that I you know, your party has been completely captured by the big money boys who could care less about you and free college tuition and all
whatever.
That kind of stuff.
It's a gamble. What's the odds of Bernie beating Trump, or for that matter, Biden beating Trump?
I think Biden would have a chance because I think he's got all the media for him. I mean, you know, they'll probably.
But I think
up.
People don't care as much as they used to.
Well, they don't care as much, but they're not going to attack him. They're not going, you can't let this senile old coot, corrupt coot win. I mean, this is a disgrace to the country. Allow this moral cesspool of an old guy to be running the country, but
I think it's a high risk.
I agree.
I don't see, you know, that the people dumping their money to back a Biden. That's
don't
what
have
I said.
To.
But that's what I'm saying.
Bloomberg said, if you let me control everything, I'll give you $100 million. Here you go. Here's a quick $100 million.
And guys, we got to go now. We got 60 seconds left. So, Ben, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks to Barney. Thanks to Ted Tripa, Jad Cook. Hey, I want to remind folks, the show's been sponsored in part by ColoradoCitizenPress.com.
You got to go to that press. You got to. It's a great website.
Colorado's conservative voice, ColoradoCitizenPress.com. You can catch our podcast at ChuckandJulie.com or just go to BBS Radio. /Chuck and Julie. Thanks once again to everybody and our great producers there at BBS Radio. We'll see you Friday.